Chapter 2, Homeward Bound. All hands up anchor, man the capstan. High die, my lads, we're homeward bound. Homeward bound, harmonious sound. Were you ever homeward bound? No? Quick, take the wings of the morning, or the sails of a ship, and fly to the uttermost parts of the earth. There, tarry a year or two. And then let the gruffest of boatswains, his lungs all goose-skin, shout forth those magical words, and you'll swear the harp of Orpheus were not more enchanting. All was ready, boats hoisted in, stunsail gear rove, messenger passed, capstan bars in their places, accommodation ladder below, and in glorious spirits we sat down to dinner. In the wardroom, the lieutenants were passing round their oldest port and pledging their friends. In the steerage, the middies were busy raising loans to liquidate the demands of their laundress, or else, in the navy phrase, preparing to pay their creditors with a flying fore topsail. On the poop, the captain was looking to windward, and in his grand, inaccessible cabin, the high and mighty Commodore sat silent and stately as the statue of Jupiter and Dodona. We were all arrayed in our best and our bravest, like strips of blue sky, lay the pure blue collars of our frocks upon our shoulders,